What does the Bible say about natural disasters? The Bible's answer. God does not cause the natural disasters occurring today, but He is concerned about people who are affected by them. Natural disasters are one of the causes of suffering that God's kingdom will eliminate. In the meantime, God provides comfort for those who are affected by natural disasters. Why can we be sure that natural disasters are not punishment from God? Natural disasters differ from God's use of natural forces, as recorded in the Bible. Natural disasters kill and maim indiscriminately. In contrast, God's acts of judgment recorded in the Bible were selective. For example, when God destroyed the ancient cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, He spared the good man Lot and his two daughters. God read the hearts of the individuals of that time and destroyed only those He deemed wicked. Natural disasters usually strike with little or no warning. On the other hand, God gave warnings to the wicked before using natural forces against them. The people who heeded the warnings had an opportunity to escape disaster. To some extent, humans have contributed to natural disasters. How? By damaging the natural environment and by building in areas prone to earthquakes, floods, and extreme weather. God is not to blame for such human choices. Are natural disasters a sign of the times? Yes, Bible prophecy suggests that there would be disasters during the conclusion of the system of things, or the last days. Matthew 24:3 and 2 Timothy 3:1. For example, concerning our time, Jesus said, "There will be food shortages and earthquakes in one place after another." Matthew 24:7. Soon, God will rid the earth of all causes of pain and suffering, including natural disasters. How does God help victims of natural disasters? God comforts victims with His Word, the Bible. The Bible assures us that God cares for us and that He feels for us when we suffer. It also reveals His promise of a time when natural disasters will not happen anymore. The following is supplementary information. Bible verses to comfort victims of natural disasters. Genesis 18:25. It is unthinkable that God would act in this manner by putting the righteous man to death with the wicked one. Will the judge of all the earth not do what is right? Meaning, God always does what is right. He is not to blame when good people die because of natural disasters. Psalm 46:1 and 2. God is our refuge and strength, a help that is readily found in times of distress. That is why we will not fear, though the earth undergoes change. Meaning, no matter what may happen around us, God is a reliable source of strength. Isaiah 63:9. During all their distress, it was distressing to Him. Meaning, God has empathy. He feels for us when we suffer. John 5:28-29. The hour is coming in which all those in the memorial tombs will hear Jesus' voice and come out. Meaning, we can have the hope of seeing our dead loved ones again because God will empower Jesus to bring them back to life. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, while you throw all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. Meaning, God has deep concern for us and wants us to pray to Him about our anxieties. Revelation 21:4. God will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. The former things have passed away. Meaning, God will eliminate all causes of suffering, including natural disasters. Returning to the article. God helps victims by means of his worshippers. God uses his worshippers on earth to imitate the example set by Jesus. It was prophesied that Jesus would comfort the brokenhearted and all who mourn. Isaiah 61:1-2. Worshippers of God strive to do the same. God also uses his worshippers to provide practical relief to victims of natural disasters. Can the Bible help with natural disaster preparedness? Yes. Although the Bible is not a manual for disaster preparedness, it contains principles that can help. For example, plan ahead for potential disasters. The shrewd one sees the danger and conceals himself, says the Bible. Proverbs 22:3. We are wise to prepare an emergency plan in advance. Such planning may include assembling an emergency kit that is ready to go in case of an emergency, and rehearsing with one's family where to meet if a disaster occurs. Value life over possessions. The Bible acknowledges, "We have brought nothing into the world, and neither can we carry anything out." 1 Timothy 6:7-8. We need to be willing to leave our home and possessions in order to escape disaster. We do well to remember that our life is more important than any material things.